Joined today by Monica Taylor Lee, Director of Public Relations at Great Lakes Airlines, as well as Matt Leitner, the manager at Jamestown Regional Airport. Greatly appreciate both of you coming in today. Now, we're talking a lot about the improvements and changes that have taken place, not only for Great Lakes Airlines, but as a direct result to Jamestown Regional Airport. Now, one of the things that I feel like a lot of people, especially in Jamestown, have had concern with in the past was sort of that changeover that, you know, took place last year, getting Great Lakes Airlines in, and a little bit of concern over that, and then some issues that were taking place that are, you know, have been well documented throughout the area. But it seems to be improving, and seems to be a lot that is definitely moving forward, and a lot of good improvements taking place. But talk a little bit about that transition and how things have been able to move forward and work in the favor of not only Great Lakes Airlines, but Jamestown Regional Airport. I'll turn it over to you, Matt.
We did have some issues with respect to the transition, but those have largely been worked out. Right now, we're exhibiting fair parity with our competitors, which is to say, namely, Fargo and Bismarck. The schedules have been tailored to the flows in and out of Minneapolis to optimize, connections and so forth, no matter whether you're traveling regionally, nationally, or globally, which is great. And service has improved considerably. And we're kind of, fine-tuning some of the IT infrastructure compatibility issues, which is to say sky miles and loyalty programs and things of that nature. But for the most part, they're fully integrated. You know, you can buy a ticket utilizing a number of mediums, not the least of which is, Delta.com or Fly Great Lakes. And they have interline agreements with many major carriers. So, that's really great. And of course, the travel agents in town, they've been working closely with them. And that's a great resource for people to utilize when they're traveling, because they have an intimate familiarity with the accommodations and the happenings, in many destinations throughout the planet. So
I don't think Matthew needs me. He's doing a fine job.
Absolutely. No, again, joined today by Monica Taylor Lee, the Director of Public Relations for Great Lakes Airlines, as well as Matt Leitner, manager of Jamestown Regional Airport. I'll turn things over to you, Monica. Talking about improving and making changes and moving in the right direction and getting airports like Jamestown Regional Airport. And I know you obviously service other airports in the region as well. But how much of a high priority is it to make sure that, the customers, the travelers are absolutely satisfied, and, these improvements that have been made are very noticeable. But how much of a priority was that for Great Lakes Airlines moving forward with, an airport like Jamestown Regional Airport?
Right. Well, just to go back, when Great Lakes took over from Delta, it was kind of a very quick move between Delta getting out of the market and Great Lakes coming in. We tried to make it a seamless transition. In doing so, we did not have a hub established in Minneapolis yet, and we were just getting that up and going. And with that, with any airline, there's going to be some issues, and that's what we encountered. The one thing about Great Lakes is we serve 47 cities and 14 states, and this is our niche. This is what we do. We serve the small communities. We are out there. We try to be a part of every community that we serve, and it is a big deal for us to make sure that our travelers are happy, and we try to change schedules like we did in December to fit the needs of the community and make sure that we're doing all that we can to help out. We feel that we've improved dramatically since the beginning of the service, and we do know that it was a change, and it still is a change, and it will continue to be a change, but that's all it is a change. We still operate 3 flights a day to Minneapolis. It's about an hour flight. The size of the aircraft is a little bit smaller than it was before, but it still has a comfort. As soon as you sit down in the seat, you're going to read, you're going to sleep, or you're going to watch the pilots fly the airplane. It's kind of the same thing as what you would do on a 50-seat jet as well. So that part hasn't changed. We're excited to be here. We're excited that things are changing. We're very happy to have Matthew here. As you heard, he's a great spokesman for the airport, and being able to just go directly onto his website and see the fare comparisons and see that, it can be worth staying in town as opposed to saving a little bit of money to drive farther away, pay the parking, have to deal with this frigid temperature that you have to deal with up here. So, you know, we're just happy to be in town and making it work.
Yeah. And one of the things I wanted to mention with respect to activities on board an airplane, you know, if you're an aviation aficionado like me, you can look out the window.
Yeah. You know,
that's what I do.
Yeah. And you're a little bit lower, and you can see a lot more.
Yeah, you can be like, oh, there's Wahpeton. Right. You know, it must be over the Fargo VOR, whatever. So.
Oh, no doubt about it. And that hour, you know, to Minneapolis goes so quickly.
Yeah, you know, and the 1900 is a great airplane, like Monica said. And I think the cabin, if I'm not mistaken, is 73 inches
tall. About right.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm 5'1". And I've got plenty of room.
Plenty of room there. Absolutely. Yeah. And again, you mentioned those changes that were implemented back on December 1st. And I know there's been a lot of really good feedback about those changes. You know, just discuss a little bit about that, you know, in terms of implementing those and, you know, moving forward. You know, that's obviously going to continue based on the feedback that has been showcased, and the positive feedback, I should say, that has been showcased by the locals and the people traveling in this area.
The nice part about working with a smaller company, in my opinion, and of course I am biased, but working with Great Lakes, you are able to, we do take everybody's feedback into consideration. And if we have control over something and we're able to tweak the schedules at all, we will do that. And if it's an overwhelming support for that change, we will absolutely do it. And we'll do it on a trial basis and say, is this working? Is this exactly what Jamestown needed? We'll also look at the connecting schedules in Minneapolis. Our president is the one that does all the scheduling, and he's very familiar with what they call the banks of flights. So the times where they have these large groups of flights going to the west and going to the east. And we try to match our flights up with connecting to those particular airlines and those departures. You know, our job as Great Lakes Airlines is to get passengers from the smaller town, from Jamestown, to the hub to make those connections. It's not necessarily, we are going to get some people that go just from Jamestown to Minneapolis, spend a weekend, but the majority of people are probably connecting in Minneapolis. So we want to make sure that those flight schedules work for those people that are making those connections.
Sure, absolutely. I think there is obviously still a little bit of concern nationally that, you know, smaller airports, you know, how much long term, you know, do they, are they going to have staying power, things like that. What are maybe your, you know, what you've discussed with officials and, you know, with your company and just, you know, speaking with, you know, you obviously know this as well as anybody, but, you know, what is the future of smaller airports like Jamestown Regional Airport and moving forward?
There was a lot of discussion prior to the transition regarding the Essential Air Service Program. And for those who don't know much about it, it was a program implemented subsequent to deregulation in the late 1970s that would ensure communities such as Jamestown, Thief River Falls, Devil's Lake, and so forth had a viable commercial air service, you know, the presence of a carrier. And one of the things that I would like everybody to know is it's user-funded. It's not coming from a general fund. Ticket tax, cargo tax, you know, when I fly my little airplane and I purchase fuel, a little bit of that goes into the Airport and Airway Trust Fund, and that pays for EAS. Moreover, our subsidy is roughly $1.9 million annually, and that comes to this community, and it produces $13.1 million of aggregate economic impact. And 126 jobs are tangentially related to that economic impact. So it's imperative that Jamestown retain this subsidy. And, you know, it's again, I know $1.9 million ostensibly sounds like a lot of money, but in the grand scheme, it really isn't, especially when it comes to the federal budget. And that's not coming from income tax and so forth. That's coming from user fees. So it's kind of self-sustaining, you know. And that was something that we really fought, that we were very diligent about preserving, you know, a couple of years ago. And I think it'll remain, you know, it was attractive fodder for political theater, for a while, but it means a lot to these communities. And I think it's, you know, essential that Jamestown show its support for this because it's producing a lot of economic activity here in Jamestown. Of course, you know, when companies evaluate, communities for relocation, for building plants, whatever, this is a very important element, you know, whether or not we have commercial air service, which we do. And it's a good commercial air service, so I think we need to do our utmost to support that.
Again, talking today with Monica Taylor-Lee, the Director of Public Relations for Great Lakes Airlines, and Matt Leitner, manager at Jamestown Regional Airport, and it's a shame that 60-degree weather up in Wyoming.
I was barbecuing outside on Sunday.
You just got to throw it in our faces, don't you? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, when you heard that coming in, you get a little jealous, no doubt about it.
But we'll be reveling in the weather when it's June, right?
Right.
There you go. Yeah,
not snowing.
Yeah, that'll be our.
We're talking all about some of the tremendous improvements and changes that are taking place and the great progress that's being made with Great Lakes Airlines in addition to those directly at Jamestown Regional Airport. So, you mentioned the price parity that you can actually see. You mentioned on the website. I mean, it was a great thing that just on the Jamestown Regional Airport site, you can literally see a breakdown that's very nice. Fargo to Chicago O'Hare, Bismarck, Chicago O'Hare, goes to Jamestown, and it makes it easy on somebody who's going out there and looking at the price discrepancy and can say, hey, well, I'm getting myself a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you bet.
Coming from Jamestown.
And that that website is flyjamestown.net if you'd like to peruse it. We have, it's free parking, free coffee, wireless internet, comfy leather furniture, flat screen TV with a satellite. I mean, what more could you ask for?
And it's only 5 minutes from town or less.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you live on the periphery, even if you're coming up from, you name it, Gackel, it's a convenient drive.
I think Matt missed his career in sales, actually.
I think he did. I know. That's what I said. I don't need to be here. Matt has got this covered.
No.
And Monica, how can the folks get more information about Great Lakes Airlines in general?
Well, you can go to flygreatlakes.com. I would like to mention a couple ways that I think because of the change, people are still getting used to how you book out of Jamestown. And air service did not go away. It was changed. And there's several different ways to book now. You're not quote unquote stuck just going to delta.com and purchasing one ticket, on Delta. You can purchase a ticket on Great Lakes going from Jamestown to Minneapolis, and then whatever airline is having the best price from Minneapolis to your final destination, you purchase a ticket on there, and that makes what we call the sum of two locals. You can go on to our partner websites. We have interline electronic ticket agreements with several airlines. You can go to delta.com, American.com, or I'm sorry, AA.com, and United.com, and you can plug in Jamestown to your final destination, and you will see the Great Lakes operated flight from Jamestown to Minneapolis. You can also go on to online booking engines such as Expedia, Orbitz. There's a fun one out there called hipmunk.com. If you haven't checked that out, that's my favorite. But it will do all the price comparison for you, and then you can decide what the best way is. And, of course, always the travel agent. Your local travel agents here are phenomenal. And to be able to have that service and be able to just go in or give them a call, and they'll do all the work for you and not have to worry about it. So there's several different ways to book. You can really price compare using our service.
For me, it would be Square Monk. It's a joke, by the way. Don't.
That'll work. So, so Monica and Matt, I greatly appreciate you coming in today, talking about, of course, the tremendous improvements and changes and all the growth that's taking place at Jamestown Regional Airport, as well as Great Lakes Airlines. Appreciate you taking the time out, and
Thank you.
The people, obviously, everybody travels and everybody seems to make that trip, whether it's, once every couple of years or whether it's once a month, just seems like everybody, it's great to have a small town airport and to have service and to have positive service and to be, positive feedback is a great thing for a small community like this. So I greatly appreciate
you taking the time out. And always feel free to contact us. You can call me at 252-6466 or the local station here at 252-3414. And we'll always address your concerns in any way we can. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful about passing those along. And again, if it's something that we can't handle locally, Monica's been extremely receptive, and so has everybody else at Great Lakes. So we'll certainly, put it out there for their attention and their address.
Sounds good. Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.